Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Good afternoon. I called earlier on and left my number, and then I have to call back. And I'm calling about the product that I ordered, Omax, and I didn't refill the order, and it was sent to me without my saying that I'm ready for another shipment. And so I called and asked them to take back the shipment, and I post it back. And the money is supposed to go back in my account. Apparently, I changed my card and the money did not go back in my account.
Okay, let me take a look and see what we have going on here. Can I start by getting the first and last name?
Jennifer McDonald.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Okay, I do have you here. And then for security purposes, can you verify the address for me?
2915 Seymour Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10469.
All right, thank you again for that. Let's take a look at the account here. So the last order I have for you would be 2018, March 2018.
No. The order came about, if it's not last month, it's the month before. And I told them that I will tell them when I'm ready for the next order. And apparently they sent me without me telling them. They give me a time frame when they would replace the order. But I wasn't ready for the order, and they did send out another order, and I mailed it back.
And what was the product?
It was Omax, the caplet that is on the card. Let me tell you, I have a billing here. Omax Health. It's Omax two boxes. And it was for
The
$48,000.
Omax, was it the Omega 3 Ultra Pure?
It just said Omax. Omax
Okay.
out.
Now, would this have been one where you ordered online?
No, I had it on phone.
Do you know about what day that you called in to order that?
Well, as you said, I was taking it, and I don't remember the day, but I think the last time I had, let me tell you the date on here. Goodness, there's my glasses. The last time was the 8th of the 17th, 2019, but I don't think this was the last order, but it was within something within that time.
Okay, let me see. Maybe there's a different account here. Can I get your zip code again for me?
10469 Bronx, New York City.
Okay, I'm gonna see if there's possibly some other account out there than the one I'm looking at. Because the last orders I have
Listen
on
to
this
the
one was.
order. Can I give you the order info? It was order date 8/17/2019, and the GLF number OM1817600. That was the last time I get this.
Okay. Let me see.
And it was a 2 month supply. Was supposed to get back another supply about in December, and I told them that I'm not ready, so apparently they said that they just sent me an order about, now it's on June. March. Sometime in March, I think they sent me off February and I sent it back.
March of this year?
Yes. Between March, February to March.
Okay.
Because before the influx of the COVID.
Okay,
that
yes,
I got
ma'am.
It and sent it back. And I didn't hear from them. But within that time, my bank card I've lost and I have to get a new card.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Then the only account that I'm pulling up here is the one that's been canceled since 2018. I don't see any new charges or any new orders on this account whatsoever, unless they created a Shopify account for you. But I don't think that would, you know, we don't usually do that. We don't do that.
Yeah, because what I also did, because when they sent me the shipment, the product, I tell them that I'm going to send it back and I wanted the account to cancel. And she said, okay, she's going to cancel the account and I'm going to get back the money within 6 weeks. Within 6 weeks, it will go back to my account, but it never happened.
And what was the amount that was supposed to be returned?
$48.
$48?
Yeah, for 2 months' supply. Because you know how they sent it, they sent like 2 months supply in one.
Right.
Container, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I'm just not, I'm not finding any other account. The one that I have here there for you, for the, like I said, back in 2018. You said you had an order number?
I don't know if this was, one order that I had some time ago. I'm not saying that this was the last one that I returned. This was one that I was presently taking, and I saved the takeoff because, you know, I never know when I'm going to make another order. But this is just to show that whenever time I order, this is what I get for 2 months' supply. But I did send it back. And they didn't return the money to my account from the. Every time I wanted was to check it, it always forgets. I always forget.
I'm trying to think of another way that I might could try to find an account there, because I don't have, you know, a lot of ways to search. When I use your phone number and your zip code, that only pulls up the one account from. One that was closed in 2018. I don't see any new orders on that account.
I didn't even get the person's name, but it was a female I spoke with at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well. And so she created the 2 month supply for you? She created an order for this?
Yes, because the account that I have was like an ongoing thing where at a certain time they would just send me stuff. But after a while, my reason for really stopping is that it wasn't working for me like when I just started it. So that's why I decided it was to stop.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, let me see if I can open up another search. I want to see if maybe they just, if you have a, have you ever ordered through Shopify online with any of your orders?
None of my orders go online because I'm not so much of a computer person.
Okay.
I do it with the phone.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I'm going to try this one thing here. If this doesn't work, I'm going to have to get my supervisor involved here to see if we can, to help locate. So just to be clear, make sure when I'm you know, explaining the situation out to her. So you called somewhere around February or March of this year and had the order placed for the 2 month subscription, correct?
No. When I got the order within that time, I was wondering why they sent in me an order and I did not ask for the order because I was waiting on when they call me to find out if I'm ready for another order, then I'll say yes or no, but they just randomly sent me. So I called and I said that I wasn't ready for an order, and furthermore, I wanted to cancel the account, and I'm no longer using the product, and I will have to send this back. And she said that, okay, she's going to cancel the account. And when I sent it back, it will take about 6 to 8 weeks to put back the money into my account.
And she had you send the product back to?
Yeah, I did send it back to the address where it was coming from.
Okay. Yeah, because that's...
And it was before the COVID-19 hit.
Right, yes, ma'am. Yeah, because we're not accepting returns anymore for those. Okay. So basically, an order showed up somewhere in February or March. You wasn't aware of the order, and so you called in to have that canceled and refunded. You sent back the order, but you just haven't received the refund for the charge, correct?
Yes, I didn't remember to call them to let them know that I've not seen the money on my statement account, that the money was being put back. So every time I check my statement account, I never that money show up. So I was wondering why it was taking so long, and then I keep saying that I'm going to call, and every time I forget.
Okay. All right. Bear with me.
The reason to why is not, I don't think it's their fault, but my thing is that when I hung up from them, it was about a couple of days after my car that I ordered from at the time got lost. So apparently they didn't have no way to get my money back in the account.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I'm going to check with my supervisor real quick just to see if I can get some explanations for you here. Bear with me a couple of more seconds, okay?
Okay.
Just a couple more seconds there, Ms. McDaniel. I've got my supervisor looking into it for me right now, so it shouldn't be too much longer.
Okay.
just waiting on her to respond there for me. I'm going to keep looking here too, just to see if there would it maybe, could have the orders possibly been under any other name or any other phone number that may have been?
No, sir.
Okay. And then the name of the product you got, you said you didn't get the Omega 3. Was it the Sleep?
It's the Omax Health.
Omax Health. Do you know the name of Omax Health is the name of the company. Do you know the name of the product?
Well, I have product code. At the time.
Yeah, I'm sorry?
I just see the component is OMINFS6300 quantity 2. And the product code is OMAX 2 box. OMAX 2 box.
Okay. Have you received any emails from us with any of the order numbers or anything like that on there?
I don't know. I never checked.
Okay. And the name of that product, you couldn't find the actual name on the bottle there?
On the box, it just marked Omax Health.
Okay, let me try. Okay. All right, my supervisor here wants me to try to search a different way here for you. Let me pull up the customer search again. And we're going to try. Where is it at here? Okay, so now do you know, or do you have it close by the card that you use to pay for these?
As I said, the card has been lost. So I said maybe that's the reason why the money never gets returned to the account. But the card that I use to purchase that card has been lost.
All right. Would you have any information there with the old card number on it that you'd be able to find?
I only saw the order ID number.
Order ID number. Can you give me that?
Yeah, but this was the one from August last year.
Oh. Yeah, that's not... If you have a recent one, that's the one we need.
Huh?
If you have a recent order, then we need that order number.
No, because when it came at the time, I didn't open the package. So it's only if I'd open the package, then I would see the number, but I didn't. So apparently,
okay.
I don't have that.
Okay, you can go ahead and give me let me try the old order number.
Okay. It's 1373-227-57-5-CPY001.
That is way too long for an order number. Let me just try those first numbers there. Maybe it's just the first numbers. Let's see. Giving me no results found with that. Let me take out this.
Maybe I just have to just call it a lock. Okay.
So, yes, ma'am, I do see the last order day. That would have been January the 16th, 2020.
Hello?
Let me see if I can pull that up here. And it would have been the $48. That's correct.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. It would appear that that charge has already been refunded. Let me see. I get back. Okay, Miss McDonald, sorry about the hold time there and the trouble locating this newest account here. So what it looks like there is that we have the $48. Now the reason there you were issued a $36 refund because the shipment that you returned to us, it was a refused shipment. Normally we need when you want to return a product to us to get the full refund there, you have to call us and let us know that you'd like to cancel the account and receive an RMA so we can get that RMA number issued out to you. That allows you to be able to put that inside the box, send it back to us, and once we receive it in the warehouse, then we can verify, that we've received it and issue that refund for you.
So what are you saying?
So I'm saying that you've got the $36 refund out of that $48 charge there. You were charged at a $12 restocking fee out of that $48 due to refusing the shipment.
Okay. But how does that go into my account when that card is no longer in use?
Now, if you've changed card numbers, it'll still go to your same account as long as you haven't completely closed the account and changed to, and, went to a different company. If you have the same account open and you've just simply changed your card number, then the refunds will still go back to that same card, or so that same account, sorry.
Okay.
But yes, ma'am, it looks like it was refunded back in January there, so you should be able to check your statement there and see that it should be a $36 refund from us.
So what you're saying is that the money went back into my account within in January?
Correct.
Don't know. I don't know because I had a trouble with my statement or shredding, so I would have to go and search if I find any other statement from my bank to see.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I'm showing that transaction date for the refund there was January the 28th. Of course, if you're looking at a statement there, you may be a few days behind due to the pending status. So, I would say, within 3 to 5 business days from around that day.
Okay. Okay, I'll check it out.
Okay. Was there anything else I could help you with today?
No, that's all I wanted was to
Okay.
get over with and
Right. Well, yes, ma'am. Well, I do apologize there for the confusion there and all that going with the last shipment and the refunds there, Miss McDonald. And I did want to mention there before I let you go, we are running a sale on the our vitamin D just to help some customers catch up on the sunlight they've been missing the past few months there. It's a good sale on that though. It's $9.99 for a 30-day supply.
I have 2 bottles of vitamin D3 already, the soft gel one, which is the one that I really prefer. Thank you
Gotcha.
very much.
Okay. No problem at all. Thank you for calling Gomex Health and have a great day.
You too, though.
Thank you. Bye-bye.